Happy Tuesday and welcome to It's Time For Me. So yesterday you would have been focusing on habits and things that you would have done last winter or the winters before that actually stilted your progress, stopped your care of yourself being where you wanted to be, and maybe put you in a place where you felt like your mindset was a little bit more down or not as focused on getting you to feel more progressive. Now this may not be the case for you as the winter months come in. Some people up the ante more and put a lot of energy into it. But either way, what we're doing today is looking at what habits we can create over the next number of months to keep us upbeat and to keep us feeling fulfilled. So when the weather is darker, one of the hardest things that can happen is if you're getting up in the morning and it's dark, you might be in an office all day or a particular work environment all day, and you come home and it's dark at night time, that you're not getting enough daylight. So some very simple things you can do is one of those lamps in your room that actually gives you like UV rays. So it's a feeling of daylight and allowing you to feel, it kind of can gently wake you up. That's just something as an aside that you could do. But really what it is looking at is the habits obviously that didn't work for you and getting to the habits to be replaced so that the habits that have been holding you back can dissipate or be released altogether. But just to say at this point that it's very important with any process that while you hold yourself accountable and have to try and motivate yourself, there's no point being really hard on yourself or restricting yourself from different things, because you'll end up failing before you begin. And that is definitely not what we want. We want you to have the next number of months feel light, bringing that summer energy and that summer vibration that we feel into the months where they are more darker and the weather is more different. So it's about looking at the food habits that you have, first of all. So what is your diet like when it comes to the winter? Do you switch to foods that are a little bit more heavier in your system? Or like I was saying yesterday, you go into hibernation mode. So have a look at the diet around that. Also the kind of drinks you're having. You might drink more hot drinks. You might drink more soups. You might drink more fatty drinks as well, or end up having a lot of coffees during the day with maybe more fattening things added to it, like full milk or different things like that. So just look at making sure that whatever's going into your body is nourishing while obviously treating yourself, but not going to make you feel stodgy, which is going to make you feel tired, and it's going to demotivate you and even give you brain fog as well during the day, which can be a really bad thing to happen. The next thing is to look at your exercise. So like I said, some people find this time of year they like to join more things and get out. If you're finding, for example, that when you're leaving in the morning it's dark, like I was saying, or coming home the evening it's dark, I would suggest going out for a walk on your lunch break. So you're getting out in the fresh air, you're getting the sunlight, and you're able to kind of feel that uplifted energy. Also at the weekends, make sure that you're doing something. Or in the evening time, join even a class, you know, Pilates class or a yoga class, something that helps ground you and helps you feel connected to yourself. Because I often find, and I can't even believe it's already the 25th of September, I find September, October, November and December just by click are gone. And every year I never really remember those months. They just seem to be so fast from the end of August period right up until the end of the year. It's just really, really, really fast. And a lot of people I know would say the same thing. So I want you to be able to enjoy it. I want the months to go at a normal pace and feel at a normal pace as well, so that you can progress in the way that you want to. The other thing is looking at who you're surrounding yourself with, which is a big part. So if you're finding that the energy is different, you're not getting out as much, making a concerted effort to meet up with people more, or even if you're staying in more, have people over to your home if you can. It's very important to allow yourself to make sure that you're connecting with people, because in those darker months, we do have a tendency maybe not to get out for those walks in the evening that we might meet up with friends with, or go for a run, or go to those different classes as well. When the weather is more dreary, it can actually be hard to get outside when things are a lot cold, or if it's raining, or if it's even snowing in parts wherever you are living in the world. What I would also say around this time, it's also about how can you feel motivated. So when you're looking at what hasn't worked for you, ask yourself, what do you enjoy doing? The biggest thing, and I was talking to a client today about this, is about a sense of enjoyment. Where's your passion and what you're enjoying? Because if you bring more of that into your life, you will find yourself more motivated. It'll bring that joyful energy. And when we're in a joyful energy, we're in a place where we can create more. And then the last thing is, what can you do to care for yourself? So I definitely find, as a person that works in the area of coaching, and I'm also a reader as well, the summer months for me work-wise are my quietest months. And in particular, this summer was the quietest I've ever had, because we had such a beautiful and hot summer. Everybody's out and about, and really they're not focusing on their life's issues, which I think is wonderful. And actually was delighted to see that so many people were just getting out and having a great time. And it is in these times, particularly as we're moving towards the end of the year, and I said this yesterday as well, we get more reflective on what we have not done. So what you might just find is that the mood levels definitely drop. You know, some people can experience that sad type of depression where it's seasonal, so it's like basically coming into this month can make people feel more down. So that's why it's important to eat right, exercise right, get the right sleep, even if you're having one of those lamps that's bringing in that sense of UV light into the room, so that you feel like you're actually getting daylight, making sure you're connecting to the right people, and making sure that you are doing things that you enjoy. And when it comes to care of ourselves, when we feel more down, we tend to, the first thing that goes is minding ourselves as much as we want. You know, I definitely know over the winter months, I tend to put on a little bit more weight, because in the summer I'm eating salads or I'm out all the time. It's bright till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock during the summer nights that I just feel like I go to bed really late and I'm up really early and I'm not eating as much. I just feel more vibrant. So it's, if we could keep that energy going as much as is possible, because at the end of the day, it is a quieter time and you have to go with that as well. But just know and say, do you know what, this winter, I'm going to make the best of it, and expect the best and make the best of that. So we're going to continue during the week with more teachings on this. Tomorrow, I'm going to be sending you a meditation, which is simply going to get you to ground yourself. It's a really good grounding exercise, because again, when we're trying to progress and we're trying to make changes and we're trying to make the best of things and keep ourselves upbeat, grounding is a really, really particularly important part. So I'm looking forward to giving you that meditation tomorrow. And other than that, just have a think about everything I said today. See how you can fit it into your life. And on Saturday, when we're doing Reflective Saturday, if you've any questions on it, you'll be able to ask me then after the week's teachings. So I wish you a beautiful Tuesday and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.